can never do it like I. When you see man pull up and slide, man step to the room with legends, Rio and Steve, you know it's a vibe. Check the podcast, what you wanna know? Don't ask me, go and ask Joe. If you're talking Premier League, he's on the front line and I gotta go. Oh, it's a vibe with five, and you already know what it is. It's a vibe with five, and you already know what it is. Vibe with five, and you already know what it is. It's a vibe with five, and you already know this.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to this week's episode of Vibe with Five. That's right. Myself, Joel Bayer, expecting 4 or 5 goals tonight. Easy, minimum 4. Stephen Howson. Rio Ferdinand, the viral Rio Ferdinand, should I say. Everything you're saying is being taken out of context, left, right, and center.
I might get a t-shirt done out of context. I mean, I might get one done. I said the other day about Arteta? I said, in a wild dream. That bit was totally deleted, yeah. And I see him getting asked in a press conference about it the other day. I'm thinking, how have we got here?
Didn't we get there because he was... Wasn't it just us going... In reply to him when he said, United have got no pull.
It was just a wild dream, like just a rebuttal to what you were saying. That's all it was.
Even I have to admit, I was just like, what the heck is going on?
Walk here.
Oh, man. You guys are silly, man. But I just want to let you guys know, you can listen to the full audio of this video on Acast.
In context.
All audio.
Yeah, get the full context.
Not edited like on Twitter.
Oh, my God. Rio, how's it feel like every time you say something, like every single fan channel has been reacting to some of your comments? Some people are taking things to heart. Some people,
text me, what are you saying that for? And I'm like, because I believe it.
Like, it's good in one way that we're being heard and the channel's being seen and heard from far and wide. That's fine, but it's just context doesn't come into it. And like, even like the world class thing, right? I actually think as well, like, some people are taking it so personal. I'm thinking, bro, to be talked about in the world class conversation, you're doing things well. You're doing the right things. It's almost like you should be going, you know what? Just to be spoken about it, and that's cool. Do you know what I mean? But I'm seeing some people go, oh, why has Rio said that? Well, bro, I'm a pundit. We're here to debate stuff. We're here to talk about current issues that are going on in the game. Is he or he better? Is he or he or her world class or not? These are normal conversations that we have. This podcast is like sitting in someone's front room or in a barbershop or in a pub.
It's true.
This is what we're doing. This is what happens day to day. Just that we're going out there. And if comments that are said on our podcast are going to affect a player or someone in that player's team or other people in the media and say they shouldn't be said... But there's more things going on in that player's life.
And the funny thing is, yeah, you would think like there's been personal attacks or it's been like...
I'm saying that these players are just in the conversation or just below being world class. That's a compliment.
But these personal attacks, we need to look into what Ash has been saying about Mopai because there's something gone on there.
Well, on the flagship show, yeah?
On the flagship show. On the flagship. He is... I can't wait to bring him up.
Head's gone. You guys should be watching Head's Gone as well.
Ashley Young look like a little thing, but... It's like,
if a player was doing that, you'd have to unload him.
Rio.
There must be players in the league that are seeing what Mopai was doing and going, I can't wait to get him in the tunnel or play against him.
But you know, if he's on your team, you love it, don't you?
Yeah, I'm behind him, backing him. Merchant. And you know what? We see him outside the stadium. Good guy. And he was calm, man.
Yeah, good guy.
It's like he gets on the pitch, turns into a lunatic, which is fine.
Is he calm doing it, though? I think he is.
Yeah, I think he doesn't give a toss.
I think
he does press over around it, he don't give a toss.
Oh, man. All right.
Before we move on, how many times has something we've said on here ended up in a manager getting asked about it? I remember, like, you ended up having to apologise for something I said about Phil Jones. Ollie was asked about it.
Yeah, that was mad.
There's a 50-50 debate on the Qatar stuff as well. Remember, you did say that there was a takeover going on. But the next time, I must have said 6 o'clock, there's a big announcement, and it hit the papers. They said, Rio said 6 o'clock.
Yeah, like, it's just what it is. But listen, it is what it is. We're in a new age now. This is how it works, you know what I mean? But, if I was playing, would I be taking much notice of what people are saying on podcasts? I don't know.
Well, podcasts existed while you was still playing.
Yeah.
Did you not watch?
No.
Didn't watch. It's a different time then, though, man. But I'll tell you what else is a different time. City dominating United for the last 10 plus years or so. Wow. I know they're going to say, what, 10 plus years? No, it's been a long time, at least since Sir Alex went. Getting spanked.
I don't think we were spanked.
115 reasons for that.
I don't think we were spanked. We got beaten.
A calm,
No, we got beaten on a day. Tap. We got beaten on a day.
A backhand.
Listen, I've seen worse. I've seen Man United play worse and get hurt with more goals.
I agree with that.
Open we've been this season, I was actually quite impressed up to half time that we were riding our luck. But, you know, do you think it's right that after 2 years of being at a club, even with the injuries, that you go to City and don't even get like 20% possession?
Yeah.
Or would you expect more than that?
It was crazy before. There were times.
Directly answer the question.
Go on. I don't know if I want to.
For a manager to have 2 years at his club and get turned over like that without even having 20% possession?
I don't think it's acceptable, no.
No, right. Okay, no. So Arteta in his second season went to the FA. Lost 5-0, had 20% possession.
Did he?
And one shot on goal.
Wow.
Listen,
so that's not acceptable.
You can only look at the way you set it up. He had that on the train. He had that on the train down here. Well done. That was a good one. Well done.
Let's have it right. In his second season, when you were saying get rid of him, Arteta went to the Etihad, lost 5-0, had 20% possession, had a single shot on target. Manchester United, with like, you know, a Battle of the Somme level amount of injuries, have gone there. We had Willie Cambala playing at the end. We had Fawson. We had Anthony, which is like playing with 10 men anyway. We've had Johnny Evans, who didn't even have a club at the start of the season. We was actually holding on till he went off. He was doing well. Marcus had to go off with an injury. And you think, we've gone there. Yes, we played off the back foot. We didn't really have any sort of shots, I don't think, at all in the second half. But first half, we was rocking them.
How do you think Ineos will be feeling about that game yesterday?
I saw I had a chat with Joe yesterday in a review after the game, and I was like, they supposedly had a 4 or 5 hour conversation with Erik ten Hag. Surely, at some point in that conversation, they gave him the criteria to keep his job. They must have addressed the massive elephant in the room that would have been. And from listening to Jim Radcliffe, where he said he was asked about the future of ten Hag, and he didn't answer it directly. He said the structure's not been right. You know, look at the managers we've had here, some really good managers, obviously like Louis and Jose Mourinho, like Champions League winning managers. They couldn't succeed here. So I think he was kind of letting the cat out of the bag a little bit by trying to play it close to his chest by saying the structure's not been right. Now, my take on that would be, if you were to do like a blind test of what you would want as a United manager, like you're a little box ticking thing. So someone who we know wants to play high press football, wants to play out from the back, wants to build up in like a 3-1 or something like that, wants to play youth, wants to play attacking football, has had some pedigree in Europe, maybe at a couple of clubs, like, I don't know, Ajax and Bayern Munich, and maybe won something where he's been. Erik ten Hag actually ticks a lot of those boxes. And his play is what would probably be considered by most directors of football, I think, to be the sort of style of play where you would have massive overlap between what I imagine, because obviously we don't know, but what I imagine the likes of Ashworth and Brailsford and Wilcox are going to paint as, this is what we think the club's ID is going to be, and this is the sort of philosophy we want to play with. Ten Hag lines up with that. So the fact that he lines up with that, and the fact that moving a manager on now without having seen what Ten Hag could work like under that system feels like unnecessary upheaval. I wouldn't be surprised if they've sat down with him and said, this shit show's not on you, but it is your responsibility to help fix it. So you've got another 12 months from summer. Let's see how you go. That's your audition to keep this job. And if it goes well with your couple of key signings, we go with
you. Do you think, the style of football is something that's been talked about a lot. I watch them and I don't know what style we play. This weekend we played off the back foot, a bit of a mid to low block on the counter-attack, which is understandable against Man City. But in the main, when you watch them, it's just like, we attack, you attack. Like, what is that us? Is that Erik ten Hag's style, do you think? Or is it... Because I don't see any control in the way we play.
It was last season, though, wasn't it? So, like, I think that's the conversation they've got to be having with him.
When did everyone's more, fit, is it?
Did we have more control? Because last year, it was majorly built around Casemiro and Eriksen. You know, you've got the footballing brain of Eriksen and the pedigree that you had majorly last season of Casemiro. Is he saying, like, if I had that again? You know, and we also had Martinez and Varane fit. That's a brilliant square to
control. Yeah, I think Martinez and Shaw being fit gives us a chance to pass the ball out the back, and that we don't do that when they're not fit, them too.
But it's not just that as well. It's you look at... When I look at players like Bruno Fernandes, like, we've said many times that he's probably one of the only players that you could get a value for if you sell. I'm starting to like not think so anymore. Because even with him, I'm looking, thinking, yeah, you know, a player, great ability, we all know, but sometimes I just don't see him holding that ball, man. I see him, he gets the ball, either releases too early, wrong time. Like it, for me, it's up to a player like that to be able to help control the game, especially when you've got the younger player like Mainoo behind. Mainoo looks like he controls the game better than him at the moment. Do you know what I mean? Like,
so, I just think it's difficult in the way that the game is now. I don't think we... I posted something the other day on Twitter about, or X, about Raquelme. Mm. Like, are we going to see players like this? And I'm not saying Bruno's anything like a Raquelme, but that like, those players that the Veron, when he was at Lazio and Parma, it dictated the pace of the whole game. One man. That's because everything went through that person. Roy Keane done it at Man United for years.
Even
where
Scholes.
One person dictates the... Don't happen nowadays. The rhythm, City maybe with Rodri.
Pablo Aimar, but all these guys.
But it's more like... The structure and the system of the team dictates what goes on in a game. And I think the way that Manchester United play now is quick release football. Get the ball, play forward, run forward quickly, and then try and get a chance. And that's where Bruno comes alive. That's his best trait, is creating chances for people. Yeah, he's going to give it away a lot, but because he takes so much risks, that's his game.
That's why I was calling him Bruno Volume Fernandez before, and you guys didn't believe me. But at some point, you've got to know when to keep the ball, don't you? You can't just, it's who he is.
But look at yesterday's game. Look at De Bruyne. He tried a few passes yesterday, didn't come off. But because they're winning, we don't speak about it. And because he sets up a lot of chances and goals, we don't talk about it. But he takes risks with the ball. He gives away a lot of ball sometimes. But that is the style of footballer he is. That's the style of footballer that Bruno is. Why are we looking at Bruno and saying, oh, this is what, you can't do this, you can't do that? Sometimes it's like, but he's great at doing this. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of players that haven't got a great element to their game. He's actually great at creating chances, but he's in a team that isn't winning. It's not fluid. So we're picking him apart for that. I think that's what we become too much like that in the way that we see players, I think, now. I think that you've got to, sometimes you look at... no one talks about Raquelme, he couldn't defend. No one says Veron couldn't defend.
That wasn't his job, though.
No, but yeah, Bruno's job's to create chances.
It is, but at the same time, I just think, again, if you look at, you can't say, oh yeah, he's just going to have loads of like volume, control. At some point, you've got to know when to calm it down and play with the team, bro. When I look at him, Rio, he's releasing the ball at the wrong time. He's wasting shots. It's just like sometimes.
He set up Rashford's goal yesterday.
Well, yeah.
Another assist.
I'm talking about overall.
He's got more goals and assists than De Bruyne. In a way worse team.
If you look at all the creative players in the league, his stats stand against anybody in the time he's been at Man United.
And that's what I'm saying.
They
do. You see, when he first came to United, especially.
No, his stats since he was at signed for Man United till today stand up with any creative player in his position.
Joe, a couple of years ago, the two players that lost the ball the most in world football was Messi and De Bruyne. They were the most dispossessed players in football.
Because they take the most risks.
Dispossessed.
They take the most chances. It'll be the same all the way down the years.
Okay, cool.
I just think that in years gone by, when we're looking at the fairy tale, when it's all nostalgic and we talk about, like, I don't know, like I say, Raquelme, because I spoke about him the other day, but a Seba Veron. There's loads of players, I can't think of any. But we think about these players and we don't think about what they weren't good at. But today we overanalyze and we're always looking for what they're not good at. And it kind of goes against the players today a lot of the time, I think, when the other players in the past don't get hit with that same level of criticism.
It's like the dribble pass because
they were good.
Centre-halves. Like, oh, Van Dijk's got a dribble pass once in whatever. People don't run at centre-halves.
Yeah, but that's because there's more data available and, you know, it's not just that people are looking for what's not good. It's just we're exposed to more.
But the game's changed as well.
But I'm talking about even if you use the eye test, just the eye test alone, you can see that there's times in a game where he should be able to keep the ball.
Yeah, I agree. But Man United don't play like that. Man United do not play keep ball. They don't play football where there's ball retention. They don't.
That's ridiculous.
They do not play retention. They play up and back.
There's more than one way to win games.
There is, but you can't be doing...
Real Madrid's Champions League winning game.
Yeah, but they're not Real Madrid Champions League. This is where you are right about now. This is why teams like Fulham are coming home and all of a sudden you're playing counter with Fulham.
Yeah, right. It's not because of Bruno. They've been doing... Fulham... Palace, for the last 7 or 8 years, they've been coming to Old Trafford thinking they're going to win games. It ain't just because of Bruno.
The number 10 isn't the reason why there's no one in the number 6 position.
bro, you can't put it down like that. I'm not saying it's just Bruno. I'm saying when you look at him, he's the creative. He's supposed to be the dictator of the game.
He's not. His game is he's not a dictator. He's
the risk taker that gets chances.
He's the one who creates chances. He's not. Someone who's going to come in and go, like, the tempo of the game goes through me. One, he plays too high to do that.
Mm.
He's the person that is going to be on the net, the ball before the shot.
Casemiro and Mainoo, you want doing that? Mainoo in a few years might be really, really good.
Yeah. I was going to say Mainoo at the moment. Obviously, it was difficult for him this weekend, but he's definitely someone that I can see. He brings a calmness.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what I mean? Like he's.
Yeah, they've got to groom him to be that guy who controls the tempo. But to be yesterday, I think it was more about Man City. They'd done yesterday what they do to everyone. Get you back in your own box, or into your own box, and say right, defend, and lactic acid will build up.
What concentration did it change at half time? Because in the first half, United seems to be getting chances, and in the second half, they just shut it down.
I don't. We didn't play the ball directly forward. Like the chances that we had, or semi chances that we had, the one where Rashford was through, if he headed it right, he would have gone through.
Could have got a hat trick first half.
Yeah, but just a small margin, small details. Right, he's still got a long way to go. But I'm saying the only reason he gets those chances is because the ball goes forward quick. Whenever I've seen City struggle at home, especially. I watched them against Wolves last season, and I've seen them against Brentford this season. I think it was. They create chances because they play the ball forward, and they've got players who are willing to run in behind, who are quick and aggressive, and who can hold the ball as well. And Man United had that yesterday with a Rashford. If you put him, you put the ball forward, he's quick enough to get away. Listen, Kyle Walker dealt with him as well occasionally, but the second half, I don't think they've done that as much. They didn't get the ball and play, and just get it out of your feet and play into areas, because Man United aren't in a position to go toe to toe with City. But they done to us what they do to everyone. They create chance after chance after chance. Haaland misses a sitter, still creating, not getting bored, still probing, penetrating. Anana, I thought, done well, even though he's conceded three goals, but he was brave in what he done. But Foden was a locksmith. Foden was the man who they looked to. You got Haaland, you got Kevin De Bruyne, Bernardo de Silva on the pitch. Foden was the guy they went to, and he was the guy that managed to unlock this game. And he was the match winner in the end with two goals. Mad.
At the moment, I think you lot actually look better than City. Yeah, I think
say it down that camera.
I think the defence is better.
Down that camera.
And I still think you don't play with a striker. I think you play with a forward six that's fluid. I think you look more dangerous than them, even though City obviously are very dangerous. I think you look more dangerous than them, but it's the defence that Arsenal have got. You are just not, you're not allowed to shoot today. That's like a condition game. You're not allowed to shoot.
And we got to give a massive shout out to Gabriel and Saliba with that because I was not 100% sure about
it's a team
Gabriel.
Game. It's not about that.
But you say that. Of course, then you can big up Declan Rice and everyone else around it. But I have to say the partnership.
It's from the front, mate.
It's from the front. But the partnership, bro, that's where I think we're the best. Full stop.
Yeah,
When you look at
other teams and you look at different positions, I think you could argue that other teams are better in other areas. Mm-hmm. But the two centre backs, I think, have been outstanding. And to be fair, I called out Gabriel last season in the back end and the running because I thought he made a few rash decisions, penalties, etc. Mm-hmm. I said at the time, that if he doesn't clear that up in his game, that's going to be something to be looked at. Mm-hmm. And he has. I think he's looked at that. He actually DM'd me actually after that, saying like, "Why are you talking about me?"
No way.
Yeah. He weren't happy. So I ain't actually been able to see him personally and address it with him, but he's obviously thought no. And
you're
going to
go viral. You're going to go viral with that, by the way. That's the next.
I think. But I don't mind that. Yeah. He's shown some bollocks and gone. Listen, I looked up to you as a player. Why are you talking like that?
Did you say anything bad or was it?
I said we should show the clip. I just said that. You can't make rash decisions like that at the top level. In these high pressure games, you got like he's given away a penalty, and I think he's done another couple of things that maybe led me to that. And like, listen, the manager will maybe look at this if it continues. He needs to get these errors out of his game. I think it's fair comment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fine. He's not being happy with that, but I like it that he came to me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I respect it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't argue with that, can you?
Yeah, but this season. I'm giving him his props. He deserves it. I've said since they played Brentford away, these two look like they're the real deal together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I said. If you're going to win anything, it's a partnership that will get you that.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to be, it's just going to be on his own.
Anyway, the point I was making is...
Which is fair.
It takes time to build a team that can...
And they've taken time to get to where they are now. They look like a formidable force. They don't mind going one-to-one on a halfway line, man-to-man, me and you. And I have a physical battle with you. I'll take it off you. Saliba's got the more skill, man. He'll be more calm and he'll play balls, etc. But I just feel there's a confidence, which is the important thing, a confidence and a consistency with these two that I don't think is being matched elsewhere at the moment at the level that they're playing.
Do you know how good we are? We haven't even played this weekend. And you've got Stephen Housen giving props and Rio Ferdinand giving props on Monday.
But I bet that might not make a headline, would it? That won't go viral. Yeah. I mean, when you say good things about it, it don't go viral.
If you hadn't dicked about with a goalkeeper, you might have been away with the league already.
I don't know about that, man. I think there was a stage.
Are you still happy with Raya?
Yeah, I am. I think there was a statement that came out the other day. I don't know how official it is. I don't want to go viral like Rio, but it looks like Ramsdale could be leaving at the end of the season.
Is it?
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of takers for Ramsdale. Yeah.
I mean, the writing's on the wall, isn't it, when you get another keeper in on loan.
Where's Ramsdale go?
To me, I would have said Chelsea at one point. But they got Petrovic now, who I think has been
Chelsea
brilliant.
Are tapping for anyone.
I would have said Chelsea. I think Newcastle's an option.
Pope's fit, though.
Yeah, but you got to look at, and it's the age thing as well, isn't it? Really. So for me, those were the two clubs.
When you go abroad, there's a lot of English players that are dabbling going abroad now, and it's working quite well for them.
Yeah, I think today, you can't rule that out either. But yeah, you look at that and you go, wow, we're playing Sheffield United. I'm expecting four, nothing less. Johnny Evans, did you think he was going to be able to succeed after your time at United?
No, I've said this many times. I think it was a travesty that they sold him. Should never have been allowed to leave. He was the best defender, best centre-back, I think, when I left. Mm. When me and Vidic walked out the door, the experience, the old-timers, we were gone. He's the best defender there that you got. And then I just couldn't believe that he was the one allowed to leave. Him and Chris Smalling, to be fair. I don't believe they should have been allowed to leave. I thought they knew the fabric of the club. Massive Man United supporter, Johnny Evans. You need those types. Great kid, never any trouble. Great trainer, great professional. He's just joined the WhatsApp group. So shout out Johnny Evans. And I didn't expect him to come in and play as many games, and I didn't expect him to come in and do as well as he's done.
Clean sheet at Anfield.
That ain't put really a foot wrong.
Think about that.
It's crazy. And he's so he's good with the ball. I think he'll be good for the younger players. You're probably going to coach him after. But he wouldn't have expected to play so many games. And listen, the way he's playing at the minute, he probably could get a new contract the way it is at Man United. If not there, definitely somewhere else.
Yeah.
We spoke to him when we saw him on tour. We were like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm just going to play these games and see what happens.
Yeah, it's mad. He never no way expected to get a deal at Man United. No chance. He thought that ship had sailed 100%.
He literally only came on tour because Rhys Bennett was injured.
But it does show you, as well as he's done, and as much as I admire him as a professional, really he shouldn't be at Man United. Do you know what I mean? It just shows you where Man United are. He shouldn't be being asked to come in and play and chase Haaland around at his age. Man United, that's not the top clubs are doing, buying centre-halves that are past their best at this stage to come and play a lot of games in their team. But Man United got a lot of injuries and they are where they are. But it does show you where we are. But I think you've got to give this segment. You've got to give Man City and Foden their props.
They deserve it. I mean, quickly, did you see the Rashford foul first half when he just dropped on the ground?
I just wanted to see another replay because the commentary talked about the hand. The hand wasn't a foul. That
you
wasn't
said it
a
was
foul.
The leg, innit? The leg.
I saw it, but I only saw the replay the once. I wanted to see it again because I thought he was tripped. I could be wrong. I've only seen it the once. I just wanted to see it again on the legs because I thought that was what needed looking at, not the hands. The hands, no, that's if he's gone down off the hand, then yeah, get up, play on.
I just think it was one of those where he lost balance. Kyle Walker's running at pace behind you, brother. You can hear him breathing. And the next thing you know, he lost balance.
I think Rashford's got to be cuter there. You got to get your body in front.
Yeah, go across.
Get your body across him. Make him foul you. Like get the bit of cuteness there that comes into it. That being that bit of a wily striker who knows the game. Like play the game, man. Get in front of him. Make him foul you because you know Carl's coming quick. But that's what I love about Kyle Walker as well. He backs himself in all those situations. Do you know what I mean? He's so quick and aggressive. I said this before. This is why I think he's the best right back in the Premier League scene because in those situations, he says, me against you, come on. I'll take the
and
fastest
quick,
man.
By the way.
Yeah, it's like in basketball where the best player says, I'll take their best player.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, I'm the quickest defender. I'll take their quickest one. Yeah. And I'm going to own this whole situation. Yeah. And he does it constantly.
He was 2-3 yards up, bro.
Mate. And that's why I said he should maybe try to get himself across him. Get yourself across him. Make him foul you. Even like, I don't know. It's I don't think it's a foul. I've got to be honest. I think it was a light touch. I don't think it was anything to make you go over.
There's no taking away what Man City did. Demolished you guys. Battered you guys. Whether the comments like it or not, it's the truth. Don't care how you
Rashford's
feel.
Rashford's goal, bloody hell.
Yeah, great
I ain't,
guy.
I ain't been off goal. The seat that much. I almost great on my goal. Achilles getting off the great sofa. Goal. It was a joke. Great goal.
Like, I think he's got it in him, you know, and we're going to be talking about, you know, the interview he did as well. Good timing?
Not really.
No. You got to, when you're not in form and you're searching for form, talk's kind of cheap, isn't it?
It's also a bit of added pressure, isn't it?
It brings more pressure. And I thought, wow, you know what? He's done the interview. Timing was unreal. But you put pressure on himself, I think. You've got
flip it though. If we win it on the back of that goal, following that interview, it looks like an absolute 4D chess genius.
Yeah.
But I just think there's no point of putting yourself in that situation.
I think he's brave to do that. I think he does bring more pressure. I think he must know going into that it's going to be more pressure.
Of course.
But he's, I think he's got the ump with certain people questioning his desire and his application and his...
He also mentioned podcasts as well.
Yeah. He won't ask because we've been positive about him constantly. It couldn't be us. I wish you'd named the podcast. I've got a good idea who it probably is. But he wasn't happy with a lot of stuff being said in the media and stuff, and he wanted to no one to question his love for the club and what the club means for him, etc. But it's only performance that's going to sway people.
Performance forgive a lot if you're playing well and scoring.
But performance is the only thing. I knew that when I played, like, I ain't chatting. Listen, everyone's different and Marcus can do what he wants to do, but I ain't chatting to no one yet if I ain't in form. The moment I lick a bit of form, boy, I'm chatting to everyone. I'm there. You want to do an interview? Yeah, I'm there. I'm happy to do interviews, but I need to be in form. And I don't know what's right and wrong with that. What's right and wrong? I'm saying that, and I think probably the way I've done it was right, but it's brave to do what he's done and speak when you're not in form. He knows he's not in form. He's not silly.
Like anyone can rock up, can't they, when they're being told they're amazing. They're brilliant,
It's harder to do.
Like, Foden at the moment, no one's going to say anything to him. To give an interview is how you wouldn't have thought.
I just think, and I have to say it, not to be negative, but I think we have to be real here. Is this the camera? I think you're speaking to the common folk and people who are ready to jump onto you. I'm not saying that you should fear them, but timing is important, like you both said. But at the same time as well, man, I think even prior to that, he's going concerts, he's doing all this, whatever. He's allowed to go to the concert because obviously he wouldn't be there if he wasn't, especially with everything that's happened recently. But I just think timing, bro, like I don't want people to be onto him. And sometimes you've got to know,
But even you saying that, it's like you're saying he shouldn't be at a concert though.
Nah, but yeah, because it probably shouldn't. I just think timing's important. And I think these people are onto you unnecessarily.
I wasn't saying when you look, went to the Fashion Awards last
when you look, no, and it's
but we're winning.
Didn't win it. But then you shouldn't go. If you ain't, I don't want to see you in the second leg. If this is Arsenal players, I don't want to see you in the second leg doing fashion shows and we've got a big game coming up. Especially if the last one was a bit shaky, stay at home, please. Thank you very much. I don't want to see you out. If you're going to be out, I don't want to see it
hashtag
on social media.
Porto.
You know,
like. Do you think players think about that? Do you think players today think that, you know what, we just got to be at the weekend? D-Block Europe are out and they're playing in one of my favourite groups that are rapping at the moment. I've got to give this one to Miss Boys. I'm sorry.
He's a genuine fan. He's a good person. He's obviously got a relationship with him. Do you know what I mean? Cool. But I just think that you see when you're the best and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you just know when to be out, when to not be out. I'm not comparing him to a Cristiano or a Messi, but they can do what they want, bro. Like, they've done it
Messi's
all
been
whatever.
Blazing up flipping the clubs in Miami recently.
Mbappe, bro, you can't chat to him. He's having meetings with the president, bro. Like, whether you like it or not, whether they're taking him off or whatever, he's that guy. Jude Bellingham, do what you want to do. My brother, I just think, just be mindful. That's all I'm saying. Whether you like it or not, you're like, be mindful, because I don't like seeing a man papped out for no reason. Oh, he's doing this. Oh, he's papped. Oh, he's doing this. He's papped. Oh, sometimes just think of the timing. Just think of the timing. And I think that's fair. Like, I think if I was doing PR that day, I would probably say, you're trying to win the guys over. It's great that you're doing what you're doing, but remember who you're speaking to. People who are ready to criticize you. Just wear, bro, don't be careful. Get in your tracksuit. yeah, your whoever thingy tracksuit, if you're going to talk, do it that way, bro.
Well, he didn't like the Louis Vuitton that he was
but
wearing.
But I just thought you're talking to
that's mad.
Nah,
he didn't
bro.
Like the Louis Vuitton jacket bro. He was wearing. That's
no, the jacket was sick.
Jacket timing was wrong.
Yeah,
come on, man. You can't say yeah. He's Burberry trainers, yeah. But you can't say right.
No, you're not in form, Rio.
Wait. But you can't say a man's not in form. He's not scoring goals like we're expecting him to score. Yeah, the club's not doing well. So you can't go to a concert. And you can't wear a Louis Vuitton jacket.
Rio.
Go on.
What I'm saying is, you're speaking to the people.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be out there right about now not playing well. We've seen you not jog back. We've seen you do X, Y, and Z. And then you're talking about commitment for the club. And we ain't really seeing it. And then man's all super drippy in that. I just think it's a slap on the face, bro.
So what is he meant to go to? What, it's just a blank
bro,
canvas t-shirt?
Wear
and
your tracksuit,
bro. Like this.
Just
like
what,
that.
Top chucky.
Just roll me bro, some footage of Joel on a red carpet. Oh, just roll me some.
Yeah, but most likely that day I'm winning. Bro. Most likely. No, you guys can say what you want. And
see,
it's
as a fan then, what do you think the same?
It's not a hate, it's the truth.
Doing the interview was unnecessary. And if I was working with him, I'd have said, I get it. And I think Players Tribune is an excellent platform as well.
Shout out to Players Tribune.
They do some real good stuff. But if I was working with him, I'd have said, how about you just be undeniable on the pitch. The people are saying that you ain't tracking back. Is it orders? Yeah, it is orders. Okay, maybe we say that, or can we let that be known somewhere? It's not orders. All right, you're just tossing it off. Right, let's cut that out. Let's be, you know, Duracell Bunny. Let's track everything back. Let's make sure people go, there is no question about it whatsoever. The old adage of do your talking on the pitch is the one, isn't it? Because Haaland went through this dry spell of not scoring in the Premier League and then started scoring in the Premier League. But the effort was always there with him and everyone was kind of like, well, he's not getting a lot of chances. It'll come. So he never really had anybody turn on him. Mm. And then as soon as he starts scoring, like he can go on another dry spell. I don't think people are going to say anything about him. They're going to go, we know the kid's got talent. It'll come. Marcus has scored a lot of goals for Manchester United.
He's the man.
And he's had a lot of seasons where he's played through stuff that I think was probably ill-advised for him to play through because I think it really impacted his standing and his ability at times, playing through some of the stuff that he's played through. So I would say, make sure you're right. Don't play through stuff because you're not getting a benefit of doing that.
And okay,
I appreciate the desire, but you almost kind of have to
Was then, Steve.
He was injured on Sunday. Right,
cool. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if you're going to do things like that, be mindful of your interviews then.
Well, that's what
timing
I'm saying.
Timing is key.
Do your talking on the pitch. Just be undeniable on
timing
the pitch.
Timing is key.
I haven't even sat here and said, you need to go score 30 goals. I'm just saying, track back, work hard.
And that is
play
fair.
Play for that on the front and people actually give
that
a shit about
fair.
What's on the back.
I think, you know what? I 100% agree with you. And the frustration comes from the fact that I'm an Arsenal fan, but I've seen this guy come up and do amazing things, even against my club, for goodness sake. And sometimes you just think, bro, just like get the timing right, please. Like a lot of people look up to you. It's not to say that you don't like football, you're not trying to do well, but there's a frustration when I just think, stop going out or just chill, man. Do you know what I mean? Just for a bit, bro. Like, just chill. No,
the man's
got
to go out, man.
You know,
I agree. Timing's important.
Timing. Because I know for a fact,
it might just
if you were having the spells that he's having. I know it's not the same times as Sir Alex Ferguson. Times have changed, but Sir Alex might tell you, bro. I don't want to see you outside.
I think you've hit the nail on the head there. I think that sometimes your environment dictates what you do. Some of the times. So the environment that I was in, if we was losing a couple of games or out of form, whatever, there's certain situations that I would step back from or I'd say, no, I passed that. That's not for me. Because of the environment dictating to me that someone will call you out.
He's an A-lister.
Yeah, and it's not always just a manager, the change room. There's someone in the change room. There's people
in the change room.
No, but I'm saying there's change room more. That's the problem of the environment. That's what I'm saying. If your environment is a strong culture in that environment, that will dictate to you a lot of the decision-making outside of the pitch.
Mm.
So do you go here? Do you go there? Do you speak there? Do you speak there? I don't think there's that culture or the environment yet at Manchester United that will dictate to any of the players in there what you should and shouldn't do. That's the problem.
Did that change when we lost Roy Keane from the changing room?
No.
Or did people pick up the slack?
No, it gets picked up by it might have been Roy Keane more than anyone before, and then all of a sudden they're a group of people.
And it's not to say that people should be angels, by the way. I'm not saying, oh, you should be a prisoner. I'm just talking about timing.
Yeah, no,
that's
I agree.
All I'm saying.
But there's certain things, it's not just about Marcus or his team sometimes. Sometimes it's like, it should be, sometimes in the best dressing rooms, it's taken out of an individual and his team's hands. The culture in the dressing room will decide, because they will make you think twice before you do stuff. And that's the best dressing rooms. Listen, you think there's players that Jack Grealish is going to do what he's doing in the summer during the season?
Can't.
You don't see it. Mm. Why?
Because
the hierarchy, mm-hmm. Pep, then you're going to see there's players in that change room that won't accept that.
Mm.
Same at Liverpool. We don't see players in their team stepping out of line and doing things on a mad time or speaking about things when they shouldn't maybe, or when it's debatable if they should do, because Klopp ain't got to say it. The culture dictates.
Yeah, Virgil had to come back and amend that interview real quick when they talk about it.
Yeah, but that's
real quick.
That's the culture.
Real quick.
Sir Alex making Lee Sharp split up with his missus and get rid of his
dog.
Yeah.
That's mad.
I remember he
that's
made...
I remember a young player,
Sir Alex, made him sell his car. He came in, I think Kieran Richardson had a car. I remember he told us, I think, on the pod one
the
time.
Yeah.
You know, he had like a Porsche. And my brother said to me, oh, he signed for Sunderland. My brother went to me, Kier, he's got a nice Porsche, isn't he? I said, I never seen, he ain't got a Porsche. He must have just bought it. He said, no, he's had it. I said, all right. I said to Kier, I said, what happened with his Porsche? You got a Porsche, yeah? He's like, you're moving now, he left Man United. He said, no, I've had it about 3 or 4 years, but I never drive it in because I know the manager will kill me.
Wow.
Or the players will say something. The players that dig me out, you lot will dig me out.
And do you know what's crazy?
Did
when you know Kieran.
Memphis Depay.
You know when with Kieran.
See, no, that's what he said. He was
continue driving it. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. See, with Kieran, he's very confident in himself. He's never lacked it. So for a man like that to say, I'm gonna be easy, that's how you know it was a different.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is something I've been wanting to talk about for a while.
What?
Who's going to win the league?
Chicken shops.
Who's going to win the league? No, not top 10 chicken shops.
Oh, actually, I got a genuine one.
Go on.
Are Piper's steak crisps the best crisps in the world?
I don't know.
Piper? No, McCoy's steak crisps are the best.
No. I'm going to have to bring
a section. Yeah, bring a section.
Because those Piper's steak crisps are just...
There's a wheat one. What's it called? Wheat something? No, the steak McCoy's chips are untouchable.
They're good, but I'm going to bring Piper's in and you're going to go, wow.
Yeah?
Steak can get
I do
these,
like steak
can
chips.
Get in a bin, man.
What's your favourite crisps?
It's just said Piper's, the best. Is that your favourite? Unbelievable, yeah. You don't have them for a bit and then you get them, you go, oh, I forgot how good these are.
Beef Monster Munch takes some beating as well.
Yeah, Monster Munch. You eat Doritos, aren't they? You eat classics.
Doritos, no, not for me.
Seriously?
No. Ready salted.
With the little dip.
Ready salted Hula Hoops or beef Hula Hoops. Yeah,
I was
going to
say Hula Hoops, but I thought it was childish.
Pretty good, you know.
Yeah, when you're hungry, they're good.
All right.
Anyway, that was that derailed.
Yeah. Guys, you know what? We have to look at who's winning the league, but
what's
also
your favorite chocolate now?
Nah, you guys taking a mick.
Not American.
Nah.
Listen, all you Americans, you don't know how badly
they still have marathons in America.
No, don't worry about it. Their chocolate
so
is like dug
disrespectful.
Up out of sand or something. It's horrendous.
So disrespectful to Arsenal. This is what it is, and I'm not standing for it, guys. Will we be winning the league this year? Yes.
No, don't worry about it. Next question.
I don't think it's as cut and dry as
exactly,
that.
Exactly,
you know?
Steve. Yeah, I'm here for respect.
I think our story.
Do something
mix.
That deserves it first.
Look
how
what we're
that?
Doing.
What?
Listen, first of all, I was having a chat with someone today.
Third. I think we're third.
But by this time next week, we could easily be first because obviously.
Well, who you got next week?
City play Liverpool.
Yeah.
Right. We've got Sheffield. Well, by the time this comes out, we probably would have beaten them 3-4, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we've got Brentford, which
just
we where? Should be.
Just tag me in the tweet.
At Brentford.
When this is 0-0 tonight. Ivan Tony. Fresh from the Brits.
Mate, you was at the Brits, innit? What was that like?
I blessed the Brits this year. Yeah. You see my outfit?
Woo. Yeah, it looks all right. Look clean. Woo. Look clean.
Shout out Labrum or Labrum.
Yeah, is that who did your...
Yeah, done my outfit, man.
Arsenal fixtures.
Made by an immigrant.
Yeah, anyway, I can't
find it. That's
your
strap line.
But I think look.
Hold on, I need to do a segment on my outfit, by the way, and my missus. My missus was looking fire, by the way.
Mrs. Ferdinand, her? I'm sure you look great. Big respect.
Don't tell me you didn't see it.
So. I ain't looking at it. We're not going to sit here
talking about your wife, mate. That's not how we roll.
No, just say she looks good. Yeah, thanks. Cheers.
That's it.
What about me?
Yeah, you look good.
I reckon I was definitely one of the top three best dressed in the whole building.
Mm, right. Well, the fact that you put yourself free, you was eyeballing someone. Who was you eyeballing going?
No. I'm just saying because I didn't see everyone. There must be someone in there who's half decent. But I reckon I was definitely top three.
Who was in there?
He was in there. Calvin Harris won an award. Ray. My missus is going to kill me, but Dua Lipa, she was unreal, right? No. As an artist,
yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
She is an absolute international superstar. She's got that, you know, someone who just, it just exudes that type of presence. Like there's some people that are, oh, she's a great artist, he's really good. Dua Lipa is like a superstar.
So we got Sheffield
and she's
United. United. And
honestly, is it?
Arsenal.
See, you've had Crisp, you've had Chocolate, Brentford. You've had Dua Lipa.
And we're playing Man City on Sunday the 31st of March.
More interesting than him talking.
Right. I genuinely think, guys.
Where's the game against Brentford?
At home. I have.
Where's the game against Liverpool? I mean, City?
Yeah, don't matter.
Is it the Etihad?
Joe, yeah. Didn't you drive all the way up to the Etihad last year?
Drive. I took the train.
Did you?
Yeah, me and
so
Robbie.
Watch you get absolutely battered,
bro. You are not in a position.
The energy changed. Robbie was doing videos not in a position.
The energy shift was nuts.
Mr. Stephen Wilson Housen.
Wilson. You are your middle name.
Where's Wilson?
You are not in a position.
Is your middle name Wilson? What is it?
Patrick.
Patrick.
Where's Wilson come from?
Patrick Vieira.
Mr. Stephen Patrick Housen, you are not in a position to be talking about.
They are the most English names ever.
Nah,
Stephen Patrick Housen.
Irish, obviously.
English Irish.
You know?
What's your middle name?
Joseph.
Bruh.
But
Joseph?
Yeah. No, that's right. JJB. That's all right.
Oh!
JJB.
All the budget stores are available.
Budget Joe. Budget Joe. Budget Joe's a new name. JJB just flew himself right into that one under a bus.
That's all right.
Yeah, they went bankrupt as well.
My middle name's Gavin.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, lovely.
How
can you be so exotic with Rio and Ferdinand and throw Gavin in the middle of that?
Yeah, it's true.
Just keeping it Peckham on it.
I always looked at my mum and dad and thought, I don't know what you're doing there. But anyway.
Because you guys don't want to talk about Arsenal.
No, I do. I actually think Arsenal have got a really good chance to this year. Like we were talking about before, I think in terms defensively, they look the most sound, giving up any chances.
Off the line, man. Defence wins championships, doesn't it? Not theirs, but that's the phrase.
Yeah, and they're putting to bed. They are putting to bed not having a number nine.
Is that Vince Lombardi?
No one's worried about
it. What's your thoughts on Ben White?
I think you could upgrade him. But I don't mind, you know. I don't mind having a back four of centre-halves.
Mm-hmm. City have proved that's what wins leagues at the moment as well. They do that.
Do you like him?
It's all right. I don't know if it's £50 million worth, but
Declan Rice,
he's good.
Why are we going through your team?
Do you know what it is? It's because sometimes with Steve, right, I don't get the genuine chat. Like he's just always dissing Arsenal.
No.
When you find him in a mood where he's willing to have a bit of a conversation,
when you paid £50 million for Gabriel Jesus, and I was like,
yeah, he was on that one.
You literally play better.
No, he's dismissed Arsenal as champions. Like last year, you used to bring the gold trophy in and that and the shades and all that stuff, yeah? It's up there. And he used to just dismiss you. And he actually was right, if truth be told, at the time.
He wasn't, not really.
Did you win the league?
No. But what he was saying, right? He started from like August, September 2022.
Yeah, you couldn't win the league.
2022. Yeah, so every month he was going, you're not going to be top for this long. After it's going to go downhill from such and such. It's going to go down. And he was wrong.
The timing was wrong, but the result was
single
correct.
Month. Yeah, but come on, man. You can be right. You can be right if you keep on saying things.
You can be second for 37 weeks. You only need to be top for one day.
But you would have never thought that Mikel Arteta would have changed things round. To be fair, I wouldn't have thought. same thing either, but change things around the way he has at the club. Him and Edu, the partnership, no, considering where been, we were, yeah, I think the players we had.
Unreal.
I think you're playing the best football in the league.
You did say that earlier. Took that point on
board. No, I agree.
I don't say that easily in front of you, right? So accept that. But I was right about Gabriel Jesus.
Saying what? What did you say? I forgot.
I don't think he's all that. You aren't going to beat City by buying City's reserve players.
But you have to think about it this way as well, though, Steve. Sometimes you have to know where you are. And at the time, it was just about bringing fresh blood. These are players that he's had relationships with, Zinchenko, Gabriel Jesus. You have to build your way up.
Do they get in your best team now, them two?
Zinchenko does, surely.
Yeah, he does for now. But, you know, you got Timber that's coming back as well. And I think when he comes back, I don't see him breaking up the centre-back pairing of Gabriel and Saliba.
He could go right back.
Timber. Well, he did play left-back before he got injured, and he was tops.
I'm tops. With the way football's going and the way the shape's going, we're seeing such a constant evolution of what the fullback is.
Mm.
I am seeing more and more of it, where people are playing four centre-halves.
Yeah.
And the reason, and actually something that they're well good at, set plays.
Mm.
It's a massive factor. Oh, by the way, you notice how good United were on set plays against City this weekend? Defending. When our set piece coach leaves, I'm just saying. Yeah, he's head coach at Minnesota United now. I'm just saying.
Wow. Anyway,
so I would say, look, I think the evolution of the fullback, four centre-halves or four hybrid centre-halves, because the two lads that are playing at fullback have got different skill sets to Gabriel and Saliba, I think. They're a bit more adaptable.
Mm.
But because you're seeing fullbacks invert, you're seeing a lot of teams go to a 3-1 build-up, you're asking quite a lot of them. Mm. And I think that the traditional sort of, you know, quick overlapping fullback, the game has sort of evolved at least a little bit. Mm. Now, it won't work for everyone, but I also think when you've got teams that are playing very direct football against you and you've got four centre-halves that can all compete in the air,
mm-hmm.
it's a great asset to have, because now you can't target this fullback, because that used to be a thing, right? People would target this fullback because he's not as good in the air as the centre-half, so we're going to go and put our big man against the fullback. We can't do that now because all four of them
pretty big. This. Yeah.
And I like the build-up shape. I mean, it's quite ballsy at times. It's a 3 and a 1, and then everybody else is like a 6 going forward. But I think that 6 going forward for you lot being so fluid is what makes it so good. Like, it's hard to pick people up because they're not going to stay in the same positions. I think when you play with a 9 and he stays as a 9, I think he kind of jams up the fluidity of what you're doing. And I think you're better without
you say that, but before I go on about that, I think, Steve, it's all well and good, but you have to have a killer striker at some point in the season, because if you get to if you do get past Porto and you go to the quarters and the semis and you're going to need a guy that you can rely on.
Real Madrid,
but yeah, they ain't got one.
Bellingham.
No, Joselu.
I know it's Joselu, but I'm saying Bellingham.
I think.
Who was City's last year?
Exactly. The year before.
Did they win the Champions League?
But they won the league.
They won the league.
You're not trying to win the Champions League.
That's Man City.
You're trying to win the league.
He told you we're not winning the Champions. Rio, don't go viral.
I'm being serious.
Don't go viral.
If you spoke to anyone at Arsenal, they'd say, listen, we want to win the league.
Yeah, look, the league takes precedence.
Yeah.
That's fine. But we're in it to win it in the Champions League.
You ain't winning both.
Do you think we're just trying to make up numbers?
Your squad ain't winning both. No, I'm not saying you're going in there and going, oh, Porto, you can go through. You're going to go and try and win it. I'm saying, if you're being realistic, you're only going to be able to win one of these things. And the league really should be your priority to win. It's not run before we can walk.
I don't think Mikel and Edu see it that way.
How long has it been? 20 years?
I think whatever competition they're in, they're going to try their best, man.
I'm telling you.
Because they're in great positions in both.
I'm not saying they're not going to try and win both. You have to try and win both. But I'm telling you, if you sat Edu down and Mikel Arteta down,
this is going to get you in trouble.
Premier League is what the one they want to win.
I don't want to see you at another press conference.
League is the one they want to win.
Stop, Rio. I'm begging you, please. I'm getting too much mentions.
Wait, do you think Edu, when they're doing recruitment meetings, they're talking about players? Let's bring players in to win the Champions League. Do you think that's the first thing they say?
No.
What do you think the first thing they say?
I said earlier on, the league is the precedent.
That's what you said. You're not agreeing with me. No.
But I'm saying that we're in both and we're going to try and win both.
I just said that you are as well.
Rio.
I said that your priority should be the league, and I think it will be the league.
You don't want to go back to court.
Anyway, should we talk about games that happened this weekend?
No. Forget all of that. Aston Villa. they deserve a mention.
Yeah, flying.
Because flipping, flying. Ollie Watkins.
Yeah, he's flying.
Hard, by the way. Hard place to go for the big teams.
Yeah.
Luton.
It is.
Tough place to go. Everyone struggled. Everyone, the big teams, the top six or eight teams have only won by one goal.
City didn't really struggle.
City didn't. But
City's out. They're elite. Outlier. They're different.
I was hoping they would. Yeah. And then I had it on alerts.
KDB said, I'll set up four goals. Yeah. And Harlan said, I'll score five.
Madness.
Crazy.
It's just ridiculous.
Newcastle bounced back as well with a 3-0 win against Wolves. They've been out of form.
After we beat them, they're out of it now. Yeah, I can't take them serious. No. I really can't.
100th win for Eddie Howe, though. You got to shout him out for that.
I was talking to one of the guys in the office in New Era, and I was just like, surely it's the combination of Eddie and Jason Tindall. And he said, well, actually, from what he's heard, Eddie's a man that cares about your family. He's got that interpersonal relationship with players. So players will run through a brick wall for him. And I thought, really? Because obviously I don't know him. And he goes, yeah, man. Like, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, lovely guy.
But, you know, it's because he has that relationship with his players. So you can have a Matt Ritchie who hasn't played in X amount of time, but he comes back and he'll fight for him.
Yeah, he seems like he manages the squad well, doesn't he? You've got to obviously utilize the players, a lot of injuries they've had.
Tindall's a bit of a meme, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a meme. I walked past from the hotel after a game. I stayed there one night, right, in the hotel near St. James's, and walked to the station. And in the there's loads of little shops along the way walking through. So me and my pals are walking, and I've looked in the window of one of them, and there's like a meme T-shirt of Jason Tindall. I forget what the meme is, what it says on it. Fucking, I can't remember.
It says, good game, mate, or something.
But there's like... I was an assistant manager, got his own T-shirt.
It's mad.
He's the only one in the league. Yeah. But he is that meme guy, isn't he? But he's a nice guy, Jace.
You know?
Yeah, good guy. Man. Good guy.
And I mean, they come as a parent.
Great parent, they do good parents, successful.
I weren't really about it when I would see him on the touchline and he goes ahead of the coach. I was like,
But that's their relationship. You know? We're judging based on that. Eddie Howe obviously gives him license to do that. So who are we to go?
Yeah, otherwise he's going to tell him to sit down, isn't
it? Yeah.
No, honestly, I respect him.
When you're him now, you've either seen the meme and gone, played up to it, or you've seen the meme and you maybe go,
I think you like it.
I'll give a next time I'm on TV, maybe I'll just like pack up the stuff on the thingy and let Eddie Howe
do the LucasAids or something like that. But no, I think he loves it. It's good. He's got a good name for himself. I think Spurs winning as well against Palace is a big one.
Before you talk about Spurs, how did Ange win manager of the London Football Awards?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a disrespect to.
Who should have won it?
David Moyes.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not going to give it to Mikel,
wow.
Moyes.
It's a great shout, Joel. Like, great shout, Joel.
Didn't see it coming, but I do agree.
Yeah.
Like, shut up.
I reckon Ange just sent it to David Moyes because that's the type of guy he is.
Nah, yeah. I honestly think when you look at what. I mean, even when you're. Well, there are a few points behind him, 8 points behind him. But still, like, he's won a European trophy. He's doing all right this season. Like,
especially Moyes, he won 3-1 on that same weekend that he weren't given the trophy against Everton away.
Absolutely.
Tough game.
Absolute madness. But yeah, guys, look.
London having its own football awards.
Yeah, you guys have the North West as that. Well, mate. You just don't win it anymore.
I won a few awards there. Best dressed.
Bro, why do you keep talking about your outfits? Well, we know, like, you know.
How many players have been on the front of GQ, do you reckon?
I think Saka has.
Has he?
He's done Vogue. I don't know about GQ.
Yeah, how many players?
I don't know. But are magazines even still going these days?
I don't know. When they were like the real thing, I used to get on the front cover of this.
Last topic I want to focus on. Pochettino.
There's two topics here at least that we need to talk about.
Liverpool, by the way. That goal. Talk to me.
Drop balls. Know the rules. Please. Please. Please.
What would you have done in a change room after that?
Who am I?
First, Liverpool, obviously, you know what you do. You'll be celebrating. You'll be fine. If he was in the opponent dressing room there, what are you doing?
What's my role?
Manager.
Manager?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably getting a ban.
I was sitting, I was watching it with some friends, yeah.
Yeah.
I was... What I mean, like, I was... You know what we do, yeah?
99 fucking minutes.
I had fixtures planned out, results going, this is this result
permutation.
Here, and this result here. Yeah, that means X, Y, and Z. Mate, as soon as I saw it going, it felt like slow motion. Obviously, there was the whole like drop ball thing, and that was a big issue. But also the when you like trying to dribble it out.
Yeah, what was that about, man?
Bro, That is not where you do that.
Yeah, just
that's,
launch
you
find it, bruv.
Flipping goals, like.
Launch it.
What are you doing?
Lick it up and just say, have it. Lick it up and say, have it. That's all you got to do.
I couldn't believe it. I just thought, you don't lose the ball there.
I think, as if you're the manager, I think he might get throttled.
You can't. He's too big. Have you seen him?
No, no, but you and your assistant and your coaches, and you go, hold me back after I put my hands on him. You get me out of there quick.
I was honestly, I couldn't believe it. I just thought to myself, come on, man. Where's the footballing brain there, man? You don't do it there. Nah, but yeah,
he won't do it again.
Yeah, I hope not. But anyway, either way, Liverpool winning that.
I had texts ready, you know, lined up for my mates who are really? Liverpool fans, yeah, for the groups. But
for a draw?
I had to delete it, yeah. I'm dropping points.
I'm not mad at Konate for the head injury thing, because it's something that's a real useful thing to play sometimes in football.
You had texts for your mates for a draw.
It's a title race, dropping points. A draw is dropping points.
Man United fans, you guys are, honestly,
my mates are on me about Man United, yeah? We're not even in the title race, let alone the Champions League race.
A draw at Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, it's dropping points, mate, in a title race.
And Chelsea. Oh, yeah, so Chelsea's had another one. And Ante Bowley. Why are you mad at him? He bought everyone.
Yeah, but it's who he bought, though, isn't it? It's who he bought, Steve. You know what I mean? Like, of course it does. He bought a team. He bought, like,
He does superstar
academy players.
Yeah, but someone's getting a tune out of that team. I don't know who, but someone's getting a tune out of that team.
It's hard to say, though, man.
Big Sam, gaming.
Do it. I reckon Tony Pulis would be.
What, with those players? They got too much sauce for Big Sam and Pulis, yeah?
Nah, Big Sam likes us.
Big Sam, he likes Jorkev,
Anelka.
Okocha. Okocha to the Prem. You got to be.
Did he honestly just sit here and go, too much sauce for the man that give us JJ Okocha?
Wow.
Because when you think of Big Sam, you think save him from relegation, Route 1 football. But you are right. You are right. You are right.
Because Big Sam.
You're right.
Is an innovator.
You're right. I didn't say he weren't.
No. Ash doesn't agree, but.
But the fact that Big Sam was bringing those guys there.
He saw the vision.
Campo.
Hierro.
Hierro. Like, Jorkaev.
Mate,
Okocha.
He had Bolton playing European football. Where are they now? About three divisions above Paddock.
It's true.
Like, he had them playing European football.
He was on a mad one.
He had Bolton thinking that they were a legitimate Premier League
Les
club.
Ferdinand went there for a little bit.
It's mad because even Michael Ricketts
was on a mad one.
It was Davies and Nolan. That sort of thing was what gave him that thing. But yeah, he had players that could play football.
Yeah, Davies and Nolan was hard work.
Tony Pulis don't sign JJ Okocha.
No, you've got to separate him
and Big Sam because they're not.
Yeah. No, you're 100% right. You're right.
How are you a man that's got the reputation of Big Sam and don't just carry like a wallet picture of JJ Okocha?
Yeah, I'd slap people with his picture. I'd bring the picture out of my hand, yeah, and I'd have the picture in my hand a little bit wet. You know, you used to get the wet pictures back in the day and slap it around a man's face anytime he talks to me about you're just a long wall merchant. Hold that quick.
It's true. I was wrong. Apologies.
Great way to finish this.
It is. It really is.
Right now, there's some other important stuff we have to talk about. No, it's important. Because Vinicius is getting abused again.
Who?
Vinicius is getting abused again.
You know what, you're right.
That's a joke, isn't it? I forgot about
that. I saw the Bellingham situation because I didn't see the actual match. Was there racism as well?
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually a fucking joke.
Yeah. Every week. Vinicius,
It's almost like
what
it doesn't get reported because it's like...
It's so common.
Because of course it fucking happened, yeah.
What happened?
It's almost like, because it happens so often, it goes under the radar almost. Like...
So what happened exactly?
What do you mean, what happened?
No, like, the scenario.
Yeah,
like,
just getting fucking abused.
Was he just
in the stadium,
generic?
Well, he obviously deserved it because he had the audacity to come and play against
him. And because he scored a couple of goals as well, you're out of order. It's disrespectful and we're going to racially abuse you for that.
Don't La Liga look at this.
Don't
La Liga. Look, you're internationally. One thing I've realised about you, I'm not saying you're here to cure everything, but you've got a big voice internationally. Hmm. A lot of players, you've got a good relationship with them. What? Is there nothing you can do?
I don't know. I'm actually speaking to Vinicius. We speak on DMs and stuff, and his team and my team are talking at the moment about doing something. But I feel for all the players, man. But like, he must feel so alone in that league.
It's 2024.
Like, no matter how many players he's got around him, right? But he must be. He knows that he's going to go to a number of stadiums in that league and have zero protection because there's no. there's no real repercussions for these people that are doing it, because they're doing it in not in like, it's the volume of people, by the way. Ain't it's like
whole standard.
Yeah, it's not like you're getting one guy going in there and you've got to try and find him like a needle in a haystack. It's like a stand that are doing it, and people are doing it and looking and going, yeah, like it's fine. Like there's no, like no one, there's no pushback from no one in them stadiums, it seems, from what I see. So how lonely he must feel and exposed when he goes into those stadiums, and a little bit of fear. There must be, because I'm telling you, it ain't nice to be on the receiving end of that type of stuff. But when this happened to me, I've never really expected it walking into that stadium. Do you know what I mean? I've never walked into a stadium and goes, you know what, it's going to go off here, a bit of racism. I can feel, I just know it's going to happen. I'm going to get racially abused today. Whenever I've been racially abused in a stadium, it's been like, fucking hell, I can't believe we're still here. Like, fuck, I didn't expect it from here as well. And you start questioning everything.
If you're in then going into stadiums thinking, I've had it here at this stadium, because I think Valencia has been one that he's had it a few times, hasn't it? So like, you must be thinking.
That's what I'm saying. The fear, that the bravery to go in there. That's like going into the Lions, into the pit, and then going, I know this is coming. And then scoring two as well, you know? He's walked in and scored two goals.
I just don't understand how there's no sanctions. Like,
yeah, that's the problem.
You know, we've had commentators go and act as if he deserves it.
Spain. It was in Spain again.
When they shut the stadium down, was it?
Oh, yeah. It was one of those. Yeah. It was in Europe somewhere.
They didn't want to play behind closed
doors. Yeah.
Guess what? La Liga, grow a fucking pair of bollocks.
Yeah, and say
and be
it.
Like, guess what? Your next three games, you can have your coaches on the bench and that's it.
Especially when it's like people say, oh, yeah, but we could get some of our fans to come and infiltrate your fans. But listen, when it's such a big amount of people in stadiums that are doing it, like,
it's
there
sad,
should be
man.
Absolute sanctions that go bang. You're banned from this game, or no fans can come in this stadium no more. Because then at least fans will start governing their own stadium.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. We're banned from the stadium for two games. Why?
Because
someone
fucking
was fucking
dicks.
Racist.
Yeah.
Well, let's start getting that into play. And the league, I just feel there's a lot of excuses and stuff made. The sanctions ain't strong enough for starters.
Like any
and sometimes maybe UEFA, FIFA need to override these places and
it's
go,
true.
Listen, this is now, this is the benchmark. This is it. For these certain, this is the criteria.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Spain, you've only got one Champions League space now because you can't sort your fucking grounds out.
Mm.
Watch it change.
Yeah, money.
Yeah, it's sad, man. Like it really hurts me to talk about, it. And it's even bad because we're talking about that, and then we probably should have spoke about Jude Bellingham first because, yes, it was a travesty for him to get the red card,
sent off,
but
it seems trivial to talk about him getting sent off.
Exactly.
That.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, listen, I do want to wrap it up. Thank you very much for being here. It felt like you guys weren't going to talk about Arsenal.
What's your favourite sweet, Steve, just before we go?
Favourite sweets? Haribo, but...
Should you say Haribo or Haribo?
I say Haribo. But I can fuck with a lot of the different ones on Haribo. The Jelly Babies are fucking top, you know?
The Jelly Babies, yeah, they're the best. I'd rather
you can leave the green
ones.
Yeah,
I'll leave everything, but I'll have just the Haribo.
The red ones, the purple ones.
Yeah.
And orange ones are good.
I agree.
Haribo is the ones. No. Let us know in the comments. Are Piper's crisp?
I've never had them.
I'm gonna bring some next week, and we'll do.
McQuaid's steak crisps are my favorite.
You're gonna think what is this budget bullshit that you brought me here? When you have McCoy's. They're not the real McCoy's. Piper's are the real McCoy's.
I've got Nando's waiting. I've got to get away now. I'm starving. My mouth is like dripping dry, salivating the lot. Everything. Thanks, guys. Turn notifications on. Make sure you're around. Listen to all the episodes this week. Stay tuned.
Hang on, where's JJB gone?
JJ, Budget Joel. Budget Joel's left the building. Sorry. See you now, guys.
Bye-bye.